Okay, we're starting here on the top of Kuf Nun Bet Amud Aleph, about six lines down. Amar Leih Kezar, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Kezar, Caesar says to Shimon Chananya, my time lo atit the Be'avidan. Why didn't you come to the gathering place? Why didn't you come to where the public debates are? Amar Leih, Tur Taleg. Tur means har. Taleg means sheleg. The mountain has turned white, which is that my head, my hair, has whitened. Sachroni, Lidin, Schor. Around my neck, Lidin, is ice. My beard and my mustache have turned white. Kalbuhi lo navchin, my dog no longer barks, which means my voice is no longer heard. My voice is low. Tachnuhi lo tochanin, my mill no longer grinds, referring to his teeth. He was giving a reason why he couldn't attend anymore is that he had aged and he was no longer able to come or attend or be meaningful for him to attend. Beirav amrei ad lo avidna bichishna, what I haven't lost, I am looking for, referring to someone who's older who is hunched over. Looks like he's searching for something on the ground as he moves along, even though he hasn't lost anything. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi bar Kisma Omer, Tavatre mitlat. Two are better than three. Better to walk on one's two legs than to have to walk with three, bent over with the cane. Vaila lechado de azlo v'lo atya. What was to the one that goes and doesn't return? Mahi, what is it that goes and doesn't return? Rav Chista Yankuta, youth. The beauty of youth is something that is always leading, something that is temporary. Yadar of Dimi, Amar Yankuta, Klila Devardo. Youth is like a crown of roses. Sabuta, age, is Klila Dechilfa, like a crown of nettle or willow rods, not as pretty as those of the youth. Tanish Mei, the Rabbi Meir. Dop, Bekache, Betishkach, Banigre. One should chew well with their teeth, and you will find it in your step. In that the more you eat, the more strength you will have, and you'll see that in your step. Shenamar, because the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, when Hashem is telling them, if they just do what's right, I'll bring you back to the old days when things were good. V'nisba lechem, there'll be plenty of food, v'niyah tovim, and everybody will be well. V'ra lo reino, you won't see any evil. So you see the connection between v'nisba lechem and things are good, that the more you eat, the more koach, more strength that you have. So your mother was right. Rav Shmuel says to Rav Yehuda, either the sharp one or in other places it's described that he had long teeth. If it's a descriptive term for Rav Yehuda, Shari sakayach v'ayo lachmach. Open your mouth and let the food go in. Ardar bein shnit until 40 years michla mali. Then food is good. Kamelech mishte mali. Drinking is better. Until 40, you should eat more. From 40 and onward, you should drink more. Amarle how goes al Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. This is almost out of left field, non sequitur. Just because the Gemara is dealing with chokma drashat psukim, it throws this in, but not necessarily correlated to anything that we've seen until now. Except maybe for we saw Rabbi Shua ben Karcha before. But otherwise, it doesn't seem any correlation. Oh, Goza, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, is Goza, Rashi says, is a saris vitstuki haya. The saris is a eunuch, and stuki haya, someone who didn't subscribe to the positions of the Chachamim or Torah Shebe'al Peh. He says, Mehacha the Karchina kamahav. Here, to Baal town, how far is it? Poking fun at Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, who was Baal. Amalei, kemehacha the Goznaya. Same distance as from here to the eunuch town. Amalei, Stuki. Stuki says to him, Barcha Karcha Barba. A bald buck is worth 4 zuz. Bald buck because it's a goat. A sheep has wool on it. The goat doesn't have wool but only has hair. So they call the goat the bald one. So the bald one is worth 4 zuz. Again, poking fun at Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Amalei, Ikra Shlifa Bitamyo. Says the castrated goat goes for 8, pushing back at this goza. Chazia de los Misane, that Stuki saw that Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha is not wearing shoes. Amalei dal sus melech, one who rides on a horse is the king. Dal chamor, the one who rides on a donkey, ben churim, is a free person. Demenale birglohi barinish, someone who has shoes on his feet is a man, a human being. So it's interesting, by the way, the term of ben churim, a free man, in the Hammurabi code, there's different levels or hierarchy within society that you have, even within the people, there are different levels. There's a free man who is a higher level within the society, and then there's the regular lay people, and there are different rules in the Hammurabi Code that apply to these different levels of individuals. Over here, he could be making some sort of reference to that, which is the Ben Chorin versus Barinish are both lay people, but they're even within the lay people, there's a distinction in terms of their standing. Dloha vloha, the one who has none of the above, the Chafir, that which we dig for, v'kavir and bury, tavmine, meaning that the dead are better than him. So Amar Leih, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha says back to him, goza, goza, tlat amart, you said 3 things to me, tlat, shamat, I want to tell you 3 things, hadarat panim, the glory of the face, Zakan is the beard. Simchat Lev, the happiness of the heart. Isha is the wife. Nachlat Hashem, heritage of Hashem. Bonim is children. Baruch HaMakom, Shemanech Mikulam. Baruch Hashem, that you have none of the above. Because he was a saris, he was a eunuch. And therefore, going to the Gemara, saris is unable to or doesn't grow facial hair, doesn't have a beard. Obviously, he wasn't married or have children because of his standing. Samalei, Karcha Mitsuyano. You, a bold, quarrelsome one. In that he felt that he was quarreling with him, Rabbi Shub ben Karcha. Amalei, Ikra Shlifa Tokacha. I can't believe that this castrated buck reproves or giving reproach to me. He said, you were the one who started this whole thing, and now you're saying that I'm the one that is quarrelsome. Right. You're unable to play in the game that you started. Again, it's a parenthetical story here about Rabbi Shub ben Karcha, about the wisdom of Chokhmah. Amalei Rabbi, Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta. Ipnei lo ikbalnu panecha baregel. Why was it that we were not able to greet you on the regel during the Yomim Tovim? Kederach shikbilu avotai avotecha. The way that my forefathers did to your forefathers. It's a nice lashon sagi nahor. He wasn't asking him why we weren't able to greet you, but rather why didn't you come to visit on the regel, which was the practice. The practice is that one goes to visit their Rebbe, or in the Navi, it was to go visit the Navi, that we hear from the Isha Shunamit. She said, when her husband says to her about going to visit Elisha, she says he has to go visit the Navi. He says, it's not Rosh Chodesh today, it's not the Yom Tov today, why are you going to visit him, why are you going to see him? Implying that the normal way was that people went to visit the Navi on the holidays. And so a residual of the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is Aliyah L'Chacham or Aliyah L'Rav, which is to go visit the Chacham or the Rebbeim, that you visit them on the regel. So Rabbi was wondering why Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta did not show up to visit him on the regel. Amalei, so responded to him, Slaim Nasim Gvoim. The rocks became much higher. Krovim Nasu Rechokim. That which was close became much more distant. Mishtaim Nasu Shalosh. From two, it became three. Mesim Shalom Babayit Batel. That which brings Shalom Bayit is now no longer functioning. So he basically said to him, I aged. The rocks now seem much higher. That which was close now seems a long distance to walk. Rashi gives another interpretation that because their legs are weak, their stride is longer, which seems to me not so intuitive, but Rashi gives that other interpretation. Two legs, now I have a cane, I lean over, shalosh, and my reproductive organ is no longer functioning. Now the Gemara goes back here to Kohelet Yud Bet. You remember in yesterday's daf, we did Kohelet Yud Bet, we did Pasuk Aleph Bet and Gimel. The Gemara slowly broke down the psukim and interpreted them. Now we're up to Pasuk Dalet. Gemara goes back to Pasuk Dalet and Kol Yibet and says, "Visigru delatayim bashuk." And the doors are closed to the streets. Elu nikavav shel adam. These are the orifices of the individual, or maybe the bowels of the individual. Bishval kol atachana. The sound of the mill has gone low. Bishvil kurkaban sheino tochein. Because of the kurkaban which is no longer functioning. Now kurkaban is not necessarily found in a human. Kurkaban is gizzard, which is found in the birds, or Rashi says the hemphsis, which is one of the stomachs of the cow. And with a human being, we're talking about the stomach or the digestive system is no longer grinding away. You don't hear the sound of the system functioning properly. Viakum the kol tzipor. He gets up to the sound of the bird. Shafilu tzipor minarato mishnato. That even the sound of the song of the birds wakes him up. Insomnia. Vayishachu kol benot ashir. And the sound of all those that sing has been brought low. Shafilu kol sharim visharot. Even the sound or the song of the male and female singers, demot olav kishoche, are similar to him like a whisper. Vaf Barzilai Agiladi, Amar de David. Barzilai Agiladi, who was a major supporter of David, especially during the Merit of Shalom, during the rebellion of Shalom, David goes to Machanaim by the Yarden. Barzilai Agiladi basically provides all the provisions for David and his troops. When David returns, he rewards all those that helped him out. So he wants to reward Barzilai Agiladi. Barzilai Agiladi says, what's the point of me coming to spend time with you, come up to the castle, and to reap the rewards of what I've done? Ben Shmonim Shana Anochi Hayom. I'm 80 years old today. Haida Ben Tov Dara. Well, I know the difference between good and bad. The way the Gemara poses it is that here the opinions of those that are older change. I wouldn't say that it's necessarily opinions, but the senses of the older people are changed. Do I able to be able to taste what I eat and what I drink? From here, the lips of those that are older grow slack, weaken. Assume here that he means that their taste buds also are dulled. that I'll be able to hear the song of the male and female singers. Mikan shows name shel tzekinim mitavdot. Hearing loss happens to people as they age. Samarav Barzilai Giladi Shikra Havel was a liar. Dayamto Dava Bay Rabbi. Rav says about this maidservant that was in the house of Rabbi. Batishin v'tartin shnin v'havat tama kidra. She was 92 years old and she used to taste the dishes to make sure that they were tasty. So she didn't lose her sense of taste, her taste buds, even though she was 92. Barzilai Giladi is 80. And he's complaining about the fact that he doesn't taste the food anymore. So what's the answer? Rav Amar, Barzilai Giladi, Shituf Bezima Havo. He was involved in licentious behavior. Well, a Shituf Bezima, anybody involved in that? Ziknak Ufetzet Alav. Old age grows upon him faster, causes him to age much faster. So Barzilai Giladi, yes, what he was describing was true, but was not appropriate for a man of his age. Because we have this woman who's 92, who still has all her senses about her. And so he was deteriorating faster because of what he had done when he was younger. Tani Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Omer, Tamidei Chachamim, Bozman Shemazkinim, Chachma Nitosefet Bem. Tamidei Chachamim, as they age, then wisdom increases within them. Shenemar, Bishishim Chachma, and those that are older, those that age, there's wisdom. Vorach Yamim Tmuna, and their longer days give them understanding. Ve'amei Aretz, the Amei Aretz, those that are not Asuk B'Torah, not involved in the world of Hashem, then foolishness increases in them. Shenemar, Messir, Safal Neamanim. Hashem removes the speech of those that are trusty. V'tam zkenim ikach, and the understanding of those that are older takes away. So here you have two psukim. One pasuk seems to indicate that as one ages, then there's more wisdom, there's more understanding. That age is something positive. And then we have another pasuk in Iyov that says the growing old means that there's going to be a deterioration in the faculties of the individual. And so the Gemara splits, bifurcates it, and says that just talking and the positive is referring to the Talmidei Chachamim. That which is talking about in the negative is referring to the Amei Aretz. Now the Gemara goes back here to Kohelet Yudbet. It's a new pasuk. Gam migavoa yirau. From the heights they will fear. Shafidu gav shushit ktana. A small mound. Doma alav kehare harim. It's like the biggest of mountains. Again, we're talking about age. Someone who's aged. Then even a small mound now becomes like a mighty mountain. Ve'chat chatim baderech. And the terrors of the way. Shashem haleich baderech. Nasulo tvaim. He becomes fearful. His heart is fearful of what's coming up on the way. When he walks on the way, everything becomes a challenge, something that will cause him to be fearful. V'yan'etz hashaked, and the almond tree is blossomed. So here we have the right time of year. Hashaked the aporachat. Zu kliboset. That is referring to the kakex. Kakex is the lower part of the spinal cord, the bottom vertebrae. And as a person ages and they become more hunched, that lower vertebrae protrudes outward. Is that what it means, the blossoming of the almond tree? Vista Belachagav, the grasshopper, will be burden. Elo agvot, these are the buttocks. Vitafer ha'aviona, zu chemda. And the aviona, desire, will no longer be functioning. Zu chemda, that's the desire. Rav Kana v'pasik sidra kamei d'Rav. He was learning this, teaching this before Rav. Kimat alai kram, when he came to this pasuk, nagid v'etnach, Rav let out a sigh, a loud sigh. Amar shmamina batalei chemde d'Rav, that my desire will dissipate. So he was disappointed that as he aged, that his desire will dissipate. Amrav Kana, my dichtiv, what is meant by the pasuk? Kihu amar vayei. Shem spoke, and it happened, and it was. Zu isha. This refers to the woman that Hashem created. Utsivavi amot. He commanded and stood up. Elu banim. These are the children. Tana, isha chemat malei tzawav. A woman is like a pitcher, a flask full of refuse. Pia malei dam, and her mouth is full of blood. Vakol ratzimarcha. And nevertheless, people run after her. So a woman is just a human being. A human being that in the end will pass away and just made out of blood and flesh, yet there's a strong desire within man to run after the woman. So that's Hashem put that in place, put that desire in place, that despite the fact that, quote unquote, there's nothing unique about the woman, another human being, another, quote unquote, animal of the animal kingdom, but yet man has strong desire for her. Kiolecha adam el beit olomo. Person returns back to his house. Amar Yitzchak Malmech kol tzadik v'tzadik notim lo madur lufik vodo. Then when a person goes back to the house, his house that will be forever, that is, when he passes away, that Hashem has a special location or a special house for each individual that is appropriate based on his honor. Shalom Melech, say comparable to a king, Shenichnas Huvavadav Leir. They all enter into the city. Shenichnasim Kulan Bisharechad Nichnasim. They enter the city, they all enter through the same gate. Shen Lanin, but when they go to sleep, their accommodations are differentiated based on their standing. The king gets a nicer place, and then so on and so forth, and the lowest on the rung get the lowest accommodations. The similar here, everybody passes away, everybody goes to Beit Olamo, but nevertheless, when they reach there, there's a different place for each individual based on what they've accomplished and what is appropriate for them. That youth and childhood are meaningless. That which a person does when they are young blackens their face as they age, meaning that they're going to be held accountable and they're going to be embarrassed about what they did when they were young, obviously what they did wrong when they were young. The decomposition of the body of the one who's passed away is as difficult for the one who has passed away as a needle is to someone who is alive. Push a needle into someone who is alive, it's very painful. So to over here, someone who has passed away, the decomposition of the body is very difficult for them. Shenemar, ach b'saro alav yichav. His flesh will be painful to him. So this is something we saw Gemara Brachot about this machloket, about whether the meitim know what's going on or know what's happening, and this idea that the meitim have an understanding or a knowledge of the fact that their body is decomposing. Amar Rav Chista, Shol shel adam mitabelet alav kol shiva. For the first 7 days, a person's nefesh, soul, mitabel, mourns over the loss of the body. Shenemar, benafsho alav teabel. That his soul will mourn the loss of the body. Uchtiv, and it says by Yaakovas, laviv, they make a mourning period of 7 days for the passing of Yaakov, his father. It's an interesting phenomenon. It's part of the process of mourning, or the Shiva process. Why once Shiva during these times? Because the soul is still around during that period of time, in the 7 days. Vary Kaplan, describing about this process of death, says that the soul has a certain familiarity with the body, or with the goof. It's lived together with the goof for a large period of time and has a certain amount of familiarity with it. When it departs, the soul isn't ready to leave the body. It takes time for it to distance or separate itself from the body. And he says that depends on the way a person lived their life. How easy it is for the soul to leave the body depends on how important the body was during the lifetime of the individual. The more that the body took the primary role within the lifetime of the individual, the harder it is for the soul to depart from the body, and the more painful it is for the soul that which is happening to the body. The less connected the soul is to the body, the more spiritual the individual was during their lifetime, the less painful that separation is. And this is the period, this Shiva, or the 7 day period, is that the soul stays with the body or near the body to see what happens to the body. That's why we're makpid, both in the Tarot and in the burial, that we do things that are kavod ha'mit, because the soul is present, and everything that's done to the body impacts on the soul. That happens for this period of time of Shiva, while the soul is slowly moving away from the body. Army of Yehuda, mate, shein lo menachamin, a person who passes away has no mourners. Yeah, here, consolers, but nobody to mourn. Hochim yud bnei adam yoshvim b'mkomo. Bring a minion, and you see the minion in the place of the niftar. So again, the familiarity part here, that the soul of the departed goes to places that are familiar to them. So that's the practice today. The practice is, if someone does not have individuals to mourn for them, they take a minion and they daven in the house where this person lived. How the shachi b'shivutei the Rav Yehuda? Someone who passed away in the neighborhood of Rav Yehuda, lo yulo menachamin, he had nobody to mourn him. Kol yom av adavar Rav Yehuda be'asara, v'yatvei b'duchtei. Every day Rav Yehuda gathered together 10 people and took them over to where he lived. Achar shiva yamim, after the 7 day mourning period, chazalei b'thumei, Rav Yehuda had a dream, and this individual appeared to him, amalei, tanu achdatcha she'nachta edati, that you should be at peace because you left me at peace, meaning that what you did was correct and helped out and was calming and consoling to me, and therefore you should be calmed and consoled. He was giving him an yisher koach for what he did. Again, today that's the practice, that when someone passes away, that they set up minyan in the place where the individual lived. That anything that's said about the mate is heard, or he understands, or is present for, until they close the Golel. You can see here the Masech Tosafot, as the Rashi as well. It's said a number of times through Shas, Rashi says the Golel is Hikisui Shinotim Ala Rono, the cover that goes on top of the coffin of the individual. That's what Rashi always translates Golel as. Rabbeinu Tam has a difficulty with that because there are numerous Gemaras that describe the Golel. It seems that you can use an animal for this. You can use different things for a Golel. Would make sense according to what Rashi is describing the Golel. And therefore, the Rabbeinu Tam describes the Golel, Perish Rabbeinu Tam, the Golel, Hainu Evin Gedola, Shalom Rono, Shalmeit, Bri Matzeva. It's the monument, the thing that goes on top, the Golim Otasham. And they roll it there, Hakruvim, the Siman. Put it there, they put a Matzeva up the relative so that you have a sign that this is where the person's buried. Once they've rolled it there, you want to fix it in place. The Golel means that it rolls, and then you have a Dofik. Dofik are these things that hold the rock in place, it won't mold away. You put something underneath it. A wheel. If you stick a rock under the wheel, you stick something under the wheel, it won't roll. You do that with cars, you do that with other things that move. You put something underneath them, they stop them from rolling. So that's the dofik. That's where Rabbeinu Tam describes it as some sort of monument that is on the grave that they roll over there. Today, if you go to Yerushalayim, to other places where they excavate, many times the way that in their day they buried was that they dug kuchim into the rock, the bedrock, and they used to bury the individuals in the bedrock. But once you buried them there, and you dug into the bedrock, how do you close it? You see over there that they have these wheels, these large stone wheels, that they used to roll back in front of the kuchim, in front of these caves that held the people that had passed away, both to stop animals from going there, eating them, as well as looters from going into these caves. They rolled the wheel back, and then they used to put stones underneath it so it couldn't move anymore. That's very likely what this golel is maybe the front door to these catacombs that are caves where they bury the individuals, somewhat akin to what Rabbeinu Tam says, but slightly different. Obviously, where Rabbeinu Tam lives, they don't have that type of burial. But in Eretz Yisrael, where it's very common to bury that way, in the antiquities, you can find these types of wheels that sit in front of them. I think there's one right next to Mishkanot Sha'ananim. There's one there. You can see that wheel that goes in front of the burial cave. All right, now, Pligi Bar Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Shimon Barabi. So Rabbi Chia, who's a Talmud of Rabbi, he is one of the Mesader of the Braitot, and Rabbi Shimon Barabi, a son of Rabbi. They have a numerous machlokot throughout Shas. There's even an incident that happens in front of Rabbi where one offends the other, but they learn together. It was a student and his son. Katamar Achi Yistom Magolel, until the golel is closed, the mate understands. V'charamar adshit akela basar. Until the body decomposes, the mate understands. Mandamar adshit akela basar. Until the body decomposes, dichtiv. Ach besaro alav yichav. V'nafsho alav te'abel. As long as the besaro is painful, meaning the decomposition of the body is taking place, nafsho alav te'abel. Then the soul will mourn the loss of the body. So there's a connection between the decomposition of the body and the nefesh still being present or understanding what's happening. When it says until they close the burial, tichtiv, v'yashov ha'afar al ha'aretz kishehaya. Dirt, the earth, the dust of the earth will return to where it was. I mean, man was created from the dust of the earth, and then he returns to the dust of the earth. That's the end of the cycle. The end of the cycle is when he's returned to the ground. V'chulei, which is the continuation of the pasuk, which we're about to read, which is, V'aruach tashuv elokim asher netana, that the spirit will turn to God who gave it. So when the person returns to the earth, then the soul separates, departs, and goes up to God. So now you hear, you see that separation already taking place at the time of the burial. So t'nei ulo, give back to God what He gave you. Kamo shenitna lecha b'tara, just like the soul was given to you pure, afata b'tara, you return it to God b'tara. Your obligation is to return it to God in a pure state. Mashal melech basar v'dam, shichilei bigdei malchut l'avadav, dispersed, He gave out His royal clothing to His servants. Pichim shebehen kiplum benichum bekupsa, there's brighter ones amongst them, went ahead, folded them up, put them away in the drawer, and kept them there. Those that were fools went ahead and wore them and used them and utilized them. The Yamin Bikesha Melchid Kelav. Suddenly the king has a request. He says, I want all my clothing back. I want all my utensils back. Pichim Shiban Exirum Lok Shen Meguhatzin. The brighter ones amongst them returned it to him while when they were iron, they were pressed, everything looked great. Pichim Shiban Exirum Lok Shen Meguhatzin. Those that were foolish returned it to him all dirty. They didn't have any time to launder it. They didn't have any time to clean it because he called them all of a sudden and they had been wearing them. They hadn't cleaned them. Samach Amelech Ligrat Pichim. Obviously the king was happy to greet those that had made the right decision. Kas the grat tipshim, and he was angry at those that made the foolish decision. Apichim amar itnu kelai lotzar. On those that made the right decision, he says, put the clothing back in the storage treasury. Ve'em yachud abateim l'shalom, and they should go home peacefully. Apichim amar kelai yinatnu lekoves. My clothing should be given to the launderer. Ve'em yitchabshu b'beit asarim, and they should be put in jail. Af hakadosh baruch hu al gufan shel tzadikim omer, and the bodies of the tzadikim, he says, yavo shalom yanuchu al mishkevotam. Should come to peace and rest on their bed. V'al nishmatam u'omer, So their bodies are put to rest, meaning they're buried, and their nishama, their souls, then go and join God. They should be tied up or connected to the connection of life, which is what we've described and Chazal described as the neshama's connection to God. God is the everlasting God, is the eternal life, and the neshama, which is a chelik from God above, when it returns to God, then it's guaranteed the everlasting life. On the other hand, this is the way that the Rambam describes karet. Karet is being cut off. It means that someone is then not allowed to return to the Tzura Chaim, not allowed to return to that everlasting life. Karet means that you are separated, and you won't gain or attain that everlasting life because it won't return to the God that had given it. That's the way the Rambam describes karet. The Ramban, who argues on the Rambam, says that's an extreme form of karet. And that's not for everybody. Not every time that it says karet in the Torah does it mean that type of karet. There are different levels of karet. But he does agree in the extreme form, or the greatest form of karet, is this type of karet, where you're cut off from God. The opposite of Tzurah B'Tzurah Chaim. These are psukim, by the way, that they say almost at every funeral, which is that Yavolu Shalom Yenuchal Mishkibultam, the body should rest peacefully here, and the soul should return to God where it came from. Agufan Shirshayim Omer, on the bodies of the Rishayim, it says, Ein Shalom Amar Hashem L'Rishayim, there will be no peace, God says to those that are evil. V'al Nishmatam Omer, and on their Nishamot it says, V'et Nefesh Oivecha Yikal Ena B'tov Kafa Kela, and the soul of your enemies, I will shoot it like the slingshot, be whipped around like a slingshot. Tanya Rabbi Lez Omer Nishmatam Shal Tzadikim Gnuzot Tachet Kisei Akavot, the soul of the Tzadikim are stored below the Kisei Akavot, below the throne of God, implying that there is a connection between the souls of those that departed and God. Shenemar v'aitan nevesh adoni tzurah b'tzurah chayim. Tzurah chayim means that they've rejoined God, they've reconnected with God. V'oshav rishayim, and that of the rishayim, zomomot v'olchot. Here, the word zomim, Rashi says, zomomot means chavushot v'beit asoar. They're incarcerated, and they go. So, which is a little hard, because why are they going if they're incarcerated? So, whether zomomot here means exactly that, it's not clear. U'malach echad omeid b'sof olam, echad omeid b'sof olam. One malach stands at one end of the world, and the other one at the other end of the world. U'mekalin nishmatam zelezeh. And they shoot back and forth. At the slingshot, they play ping pong, tennis, with the neshama of the rishayim. Shenemar. What about just the regular people? Here you talked about the tzaddikim, and you talked about the rishayim. What about all those people in the middle? Amalei, ika shchivna, or I shchivna, lo amiluchu hai milta. Had I passed away, I wouldn't have been able to tell you this information. But now that I'm here, I can tell you what Shmuel said. Hachi amar Shmuel, this is what Shmuel said. Eilu ve'elu le'domeh nimsarim. Both of them are given over to the domeh. Domeh is the malach that is mimuneh over the ruchot, that he is in charge of all the neshamot. Lalu yesh lehem manoach, halalu ein lehem manoach. Some have peace and rest, and others don't. So there's no guarantee, meaning that there's still a judgment, or there's something that will be determined for them. Some of them will go the path of the tzaddikim, and some of them will go the path of the rishayim. But that has to be determined. And when you pass away, you'll find out the information about where the benonim go. Amar of Mari atidim tzaddikim davu afro. In the future, the tzaddikim will become dust of the earth, tuktiv, yashov ha'afar ala aretz kishehaya, that the dust will return to the land, to the earth, where it had come from. Hanu kapulai. There were these trenchers or diggers that were kapulai ba'ar de Rav Nachman, digging in a field of Rav Nachman. They were doing work on land for him. Nachar bahu Rav Achai bar Yoshaya. Oh, they were digging. All of a sudden, they hear this voice from in the ground, starts screaming at them. Atu amrali de Rav Nachman, Nachar ben Gavro. But we're not digging here anymore. Some guy starts screaming at us when we were digging here. And obviously they didn't see anybody around, so they figured it was somebody in the ground. Ata, v'amalei, maniyu. Nachman goes out to check out the situation and says, who's here? Who's speaking here? Malei, ana achai bar Yoshaya. I'm achai rav achai bar Yoshaya. Malei, v'lava ma rav Mari. Didn't rav Mari say, this is the member that we had just quoted before, atidei tzadikei dava afra. Says in the future, the tzadikim will turn into the dust of the earth. What are you doing down there talking? Sounds like he's still there. If he was that far, why would he be speaking? Umani Mari Doloyodanale. Who is this person who I don't worry about what he says? Meaning that he's saying that they're supposed to turn to dust. He's not dust. So Amale, Rav Nachman says back to him, Vakrakti. He quoted a pasuk. Pasuk says, V'yashov afar al aretz kishehaya. That it will, they'll return to the dust of the earth like they were in the beginning. So what do you mean that I don't have to listen? I don't care what he says. It's a pasuk. Amale, Dakrech Kohelet, Loakrech Mishle. So you read Kohelet, but you forgot to read Mishle. Because the pasuk in Mishle says, "Vereke v'atzamot kina," that the rot of the bones comes from jealousy. Anyone who has jealousy in his heart, their bones deteriorate. They rot. Whoever does not have kinah, this jealousy in his heart, his bones do not rot, do not deteriorate. So you forgot the qualifying pasuk. You're right that they return to the dust of the earth. But they only return to the dust of the earth if they were problematic. If they were not problematic, if they acted appropriately and they behaved properly, they don't. So, Gashashay, Gaziadi Be Mashasha. He touched him, he felt, and he realized that he was for real. This isn't a joke, this is for real. So, Malay, Likum Mar the Gavi Debeta. Wait, why don't you come in for a visit? Oh, I'm inviting you into the house. Let me host you. If you're really there, why don't you come in and have a drink with me? He says, forget about not reading Mishlei. You read a Megillah, but you didn't read the Ktuvim, Mishlei. Now you're proving to me that you even read the Navi. Because it says in Yechezkel, V'yadatim ki ani Hashem, bepitchi et kivurotechem, ubaaloti etchem mikvurotechem ami. You will know that I am the God when I open up your graves, and then you rise from the graves. This is talking about Tchiyat HaMeitim. So he says that we don't have permission to leave the grave until the time of Tchiyat HaMeitim. So I can't come in. Amalei v'aktiv, ki afar ata v'lafar tashuv. What about the fact that God says in Breshit that you are made from the dust of the earth, and that's where you will return? Amalei ha'usha'achat kodem Tchiyat HaMeitim. That only happens momentarily before Tchiyat HaMeitim. We turn into dust. So that was the conversation between Rav Nachman and the mate. Again, this idea that the bodies of the tzaddikim are preserved and do not deteriorate, that the deterioration of the body is the, quote-unquote, I would say, punishment for the rishaim. Again, this goes back to what we spoke about before, that the soul of the departed stays close to the body, and one who put more emphasis on their body, it's a much more traumatic event for their soul to leave the body, and the deterioration of the body is traumatic to the soul. In a sense, that is a punishment to the soul that is the one who sinned and the one who is a rasha. On the other hand, the tzaddikim, who their body wasn't so meaningful to them in their lifetime, they focused on that which was ruchani, and their soul departs, the body is not meaningful to them in that sense, because they're not so connected to the body. So there's the necessity for the body to decompose is not needed, because they don't need that punishment. It's not a punishment for them, they're not so connected to the body. And therefore, their bodies stay intact. Again, part of the reward for those that have acted appropriately, that their bodies will yanucha mishkivotam, and then nishamot will go directly up to Hashem. Because they are more familiar with the spiritual world. The more familiar they are with the spiritual world, the easier it is for the soul to leave the body and return the spiritual realm, to return to God. You just told me that the neshamot of the tzaddikim are underneath the throne of the king, meaning God. They're with God. How did she manage to bring Shmuel up to speak to Shaul? When Shaul goes to the Balat Ov and asks for Shmuel to come and speak to him, she's able to bring Shmuel there. How is she able to bring Shmuel there if Shmuel, who had passed away, is now up by the Kisei HaKavod? That's within the first 12 months. Tanya, go yabit chodesh, gufo kayam, v'nishmato levi yoredet. During the first 12 months, the body is still intact, and the neshama goes up and down. Again, the same idea that the connection between the soul and the body is still extant during the first 12 months, because the body hasn't decomposed yet, hasn't begun to decompose, so it keeps going back and forth. At that point, the body decomposes. It goes up and no longer comes down anymore. At that point in time, it's sorb tzurachayim. It also relates to the sense of avelut for 12 months. Again, because the soul is still in this transitional phase during that 12-month period. And that's why the avelut for a parent is for 12 months, because of that transitional stage during the 12 months where the soul is moving up and down. Whereas after that point in time, they stay up. Now Tosafot says, afal pi kein kishu rotzeh. You read it. Yes, it's up with God, but if it wants to, it can come back down, because of the story like Rav Achai Bar Yoshia. Achai Bar Yoshia already had passed away many years before, and yet he was speaking to Rav Nachman. So that was obviously, he came back down to speak. So if he chooses to come down, if he chooses to come and make that trip, he's allowed to. They can make that trip, but it's not necessarily necessity or given that the soul will come back and forth after the 12-month period. Okay, we'll stop over here.